started on the advertisers, we now know deliberately by arsonists, which is causing extreme anger in the area. But the fear was that it was going to spread into the parochial house itself, and actually a number of windows were broken in the parochial house just purely for the heat that was generated by the fire, which shows, you know, how bad it was. But thankfully, the firefighters were able to contain it very, very quickly. Frankly, because I think people know that the particular church there, the parochial house, the chapel itself and the outhouses are all within one very, very small confined area. So it's literally a matter of minutes in terms of stopping the fire spreading to the main buildings. It could have made a massive difference at those extra few minutes. And we could be talking about a major disaster today, but hopefully, or thankfully, that's been averted.
And of course, nobody injured in the blaze?
Nobody injured, frankly. The parochial house was evacuated, so the priest and any staff that were in there were able to get out. I mean, the main abiding feeling is now, I mean, last night it was relief. You know, there was a lot of residents down there, down at the scene, a lot of parents of children who were ready to make their first in the church, and, you know, to think the abiding feeling was relief at that stage. But since then, obviously it's been disclosed, it's been announced that there's an investigation for arson. CCTV coverage has shown that it was a deliberate fire, and that's causing extreme anger in the area, without a doubt.